Well, praise God, praise God. To have you all on the call this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and it is a pleasure to welcome each and every one of you on the call this morning. And we're tagging this day, Making a Difference Monday, Making a Difference Monday. And you know, God has placed us on this earth. He said he had a plan for us, a plan of not evil, of not discouragements, but a plans of good and not of evil, but to give us an expected end. So with that in mind, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for a new day, a new month. Lord God, a new season. We thank you, Father, even transforming our minds into newness, Lord God. Because you say, be not conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, Lord, we want to have that mind of Christ this morning, this day, Lord God, to make a difference in somebody else's life. And God, we thank you, Father, that you have given us this opportunity to serve, to honor, to minister to others where we can glorify you. It's all about serving you, Lord God, giving you glory, giving you honor, giving you praise. So, Lord, with that in mind, we're lifting up each person on this call this morning, and we're asking you to bless them, keep them, strengthen them, protect them, Lord God, from all harm and danger. We thank you, Lord, for blessing their going out, blessing their coming in. We thank you this morning, Lord God, for our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord God. We thank you for keeping them and protecting them, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for using them to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. And yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that they are a part of our team, that they opened up this call each and every day for us to share, to encourage, to uplift, and not only to uplift each other, but uplift the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. By the name of Jesus, we're calling each person healed, whole, and complete in you. Father God, we thank you that the airways are opened up, Lord God, clear and unhindered, hallelujah, that the word will go forth. So we ask that you bless your anointed one who's going to present the word this morning. Bless her, Lord God. Strengthen her and let her know, Lord God, that you're there with her. Lord, our hearts, our minds, and our spirits are open to receive what the Spirit has to say this morning. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise for Artists International, for all those that are part of it, Lord God, for strengthening the company, the owners, and every person that work diligently with this company, Lord God, for blessing it in a big way. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise for all that you do, all that you're doing, and all what you're about to do in each and every one of our lives in the blessed, masterful, wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Now I will turn it over to our host. I say I love you, TMC family, and you have a wonderful day. Host, are you there? Hello? Host, are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Are you there?
Yes. Hello?
Oh, is this the host? Okay, no, that's okay.
Morning. This is Pastor Vanessa. I don't see our host on yet, so I've got to hop in so I can properly hear you.
Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Dr. Lucille.
Right, but I want to properly introduce you. You're our speaker today, not our host.
Okay.
So we want to thank you that you're on the line. Good morning, Master's Call family. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for greeting God's people and saluting them on this Labor Day. We praise God for each and every one of you being a part of the Master's Call family. And you all know we have been faithful to be here Monday through Friday for the last almost 4 years, and we don't take it lightly that so many of you all faithfully call in each and every morning to the Master's Call, a place where we always are glorifying the Master, where it's all about the Master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Coming up on October 25th will be 4 years. Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself were honored to be given the assignment by God 4 years ago to begin this call each and every day. We believe that this call has been a blessing to so many. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And even on this holiday, for so many of you, you chose to begin your day by being enriched by the Word of God, by being enhanced by the very virtue and power in the Word, and knowing that it'll leave you to go out and be empowered to change your world. The foundational scripture that the Lord placed upon our heart can be found in Psalms 88:13, and that scripture reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we praise God that each and every morning God hears our cry. He hears our prayer, and his word comes before us. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so honored to have you on the call today. And as I said, we are going to be blessed by a rich word of God, but there are a few announcements that we want to give before we call up the woman of God to minister. We want to be reminded that coming up, less than 60 days away on October 31st through November 2nd in the Bahamas. Oh, yes, 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 we're going to the Bahamas at the Atlantis Hotel. Will be the Artist Empowerment Conference, and everyone is invited out. We're encouraging you to go to artistempowermentconference.com, www.artistempowermentconference.com, and there you will find all the information first to register. And we want everyone to get registered and be prepared to stay and enjoy and be empowered with information about Artists International. And for those of you who are on the line or saying, what is an Artists International? We are a 26-plus year health and wellness family-owned company, Christian family-owned company, who has an array of 5 major streams of product, and we are so excited that their motto, their montage, is faith, which we celebrate here each and every morning, family, and lifestyle, and we're doing that by improving the legacy that we have. So we're encouraging you, whoever invited you to the call, to get back with them. And every morning immediately following this call, we have what we call the morning motivational call, where nuggets, tools, strategies on how to be successful in your artist business are daily brought forth by our very own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, who we affectionately call Godmother. And we're encouraging you, especially this morning, because Mondays are Money Mondays. And today is a very, very special day because our speaker, Platinum President Gail Mathis, today is her birthday. And so we're giving a birthday shout out to my Platinum caller, Miss Sunshine. And you can call in and listen to great strategies on the money. You know, Ecclesiastes 10:19 says, money answers all things. So we want to tune in to 530-881-1300. 530-881-1300. And the PIN code is 539-598-pound. 539-598-pound. Each and every morning immediately after this call is our MMC call, and every morning it is power-packed with information. And if you want to call back and hear this phenomenal call for the TMC, because I assure you our speaker today is going to drop us with some nuggets that will nourish our spirits, our playback number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085 with the same code you called in on, 957 877-POUND. Well, let me talk a little bit about this phenomenal woman who is on the line. We are just so glad that she is a part of our Artist International family. Her theme says, by no means can any acceptable ideas for the future be manifested by the person who is not willing to take the chance and live fully in the now. Yes, this statement does introduce our speaker for today, Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott, who is committed to empowering men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. So you're in the right place this morning. She believes in nothing is more important or more precious than this moment in which you're living. There is a dance happening in your life, right? And she encourages you to take the lead. There is a stage before you, she advises, that you walk slowly across it while enjoying the applause. There is a song to be sung that only you can sing, and she encourages us to sing it. A staunch advocate for our generations to come, Dr. Lucille uplifts young people by introducing them to positive and transformational teachings, endorsing their ability to maximize their unlimited potential. Dr. Lucille believes that young people should be educated and fit for the citizenry of the world. Now, she also advances the message of living in your now. From Durban, South Africa, to London, England, Guyana and Trinidad in the West Indies, Canada and all over the United States, Dr. Lucille has traveled the world to share her message of living in your now and has been blessed to see the life-changing effects of her word on the audiences she has touched. Now, through her books, mentoring, coaching programs, radio and television shows, she has helped thousands of people to live their lives to the fullest as they embrace their power of now. Dr. Lucille earned her doctorate in religious studies from Trinity Theological Seminary. She is an active member of several community service organizations, including the Lynx Incorporated and My Sorrow of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Dr. Lucille is a published author, transformational speaker, and president of Caribbean American Students Educational Foundation, an 18-year-old nonprofit organization which serves healthy breakfast, lunch, and dinner to more than 1,000 children every day. All of Dr. Scott's work is rooted in her desire to see individuals excel above their current circumstances. As an immigrant from Trinidad, West Indies, you'll definitely hear that accent still, to the United States, she understands the importance of access to equal opportunity and support for personal and professional achievement in life. She believes strongly that with God, family, and community, all things are possible. Dr. Lucille is a loving mother of three adoring children. She is a senior pastor of What Shall I Render Ministries in Brooklyn, New York. On this Labor Day, she has labored for many over the years. I introduce to some and present to others, and take those 3 minutes I just took from you, Miss Dr. Lucille, this morning. We want you to also talk about your yearly annual conference. I introduce to some and present to others my dear sister in the Lord, Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott. The floor is yours.
Good morning. You know, Dr. Vanessa, I give God praise and thanks for the opportunity I have to speak this morning. I thank God, who's the head of my life, who has really led and guided me in your truth. I honor yourself and Dr. PK, you know, the visionaries that God placed this vessel, this call, into the hands of you guys. And whenever I hear my bio being read, sometimes I get so emotional, you know, because, but God, and maybe someone listening this morning, it sounds like a lot, and sometimes I when I want to pull back on it, but it's a testimony of God, what God can do for a young girl coming into this country at 16 years or 17 years old, you know, not knowing what the world had in store for her, but God. And through all the stuff that I have gone, you know, the song said, through all the seeming changes of life, that God bears you up in his hand And so my bio is a testimony to God. My bio is a testimony that when the world gives up on you, God has never, ever, ever given up. And this morning, I want to take some time to those of you that are on to talk about fasting. I was going to talk about some success principles, and Dr. Vanessa said you guys are going to get that in the next session. And so I've been talking. I was on my call this morning. I was on a television show I do early in the morning and a radio show, and I dealt with fasting. And then God had me do it on my call. And so this morning I'm going to follow through what God has me talking about, and I'm going to go to Isaiah 58. And Isaiah 58 is a phenomenal scripture. Isaiah 58 is like a two-part. And what it does, what it deals with the religious aspect of fasting. And I know many of you have heard people that are fasting or that have fasted, and all they talk about is themselves. You know, you've seen some people and they're all religious. You may be having a nice meal and the person sits with you and they say, I just want a glass of water. And then when you say, well, would you have something? Oh, no, I'm fasting. Because fasting has become, you know, a religious exercise for so many people, and it has turned off a lot of people. But when you read Isaiah 58, Isaiah 58 really deals with the crux of the matter, you know? And I'm going to start, I'm reading from the Jewish Study Bible, and I'm going to read it for you. I'm going to read up to verse 9 or verse 10, because I really want you I'm going to read up until verse 10. And it says, Cry with full throat without restraint. Raise your voice like a ram's horn. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sin. To be sure, they seek me daily, eager to learn my ways. Like a nation that does what is right, that has not abandoned the laws of its God, they ask me for the right way. They are eager for the nearness of God. Why, when we fast, did you not see? When we starved our bodies, did you pay no heed? Because on your fast day, you see to your business and oppress all your laborers. Because you fast in strife and contention, and you strive with a wicked fist. Your fasting day is not much as to make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast I desire? A day for men to starve their bodies? Is it bowing the head like a bulrush and lying the sackcloth and ashes? Do you call that a fast? A day when the Lord is favorable? No, this is not the fast I desire. To unlock fetters of wickedness and untie the cords of yoke. To let the oppressed go free. To break off every yoke. It is to share your bread with the hungry and to take the wretched poor into your home. When you see the naked, to clothe him, and not to ignore your own kin. Then shall your light burst through like the dawn, and your healing spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall march before you. The presence of the Lord shall be your real God. Then when you call, the Lord will answer. When you cry, he will say, here I am. If you banish the yoke from your midst, the menacing hand and the evil speech, and you offer your compassion to the hungry and satisfy the famished creature, then shall your light shine in the noonday, and your gloom shall be. Then shall your light shine in the darkness, and your gloom like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will slack your fist in parched places and give strength to your bones. You shall be like a watered garden, like a spring whose waters fail not. Guys, you need to read the rest of this scripture. And the reason that I'm going to share it as I share with my other calls is because this is September 1. And I know that most of us, in the beginning of the year, our churches do many different things. I hear some churches, oh, we have a 40-day fast, or some people do the Daniel fast. And we have all these religious exercises that take place in the beginning of the year. And I was fortunate a couple of months ago to hear Bishop Jordan teach on this, and it revolutionized my life. Because all the years that I fasted and got into the religious exercises also, I'm not judging anyone. This is a non-judgment call. But I was one of those religious people that fasted 40 days to begin the year, but I never did the second part. So I was like the first part where God is saying, hey, come on, you know, you stress your body, you walk around acting all holy and religious, but what do you do when you fast? Do you oppress your laborers? Do you have compassion? And then you get to the, I got to put my glasses on, you get to the seventh verse, the sixth or the seventh verse in Isaiah 58, and we see what fasting is all about. When you fast, it is to share your bread with the hungry, to take the wretched poor into your home, when you see the naked to clothe them, and don't ignore your own family. Because some of us, we're successful, but we don't care about our family. Some of us, we go into the subway here in New York or wherever you are, or you're driving, and you see someone in need, they come to your car to ask for something, and instead of handing it to them, oh, they're going to do drugs, and you will not serve or you would not hand them a dollar. I tell my congregation all the time, I prefer to hand someone a dollar or $5 when they stop at my car for them to go buy drugs with that than to allow them to hit some person over the head and snatch their pocketbook because of the desire of the addiction. So what the Bible is telling us, when we fast, our responsibility is to feed the homeless, to feed the hungry, to take care, to clothe the naked, and to house the homeless. And if you have family members that are not doing as well as you are doing, fasting is not the time you look down on them, but fasting is when we extend ourselves to those that are in need. Somebody hear me this morning. Yes, it's September 1, but pretend that this is the beginning of the year. Maybe there are things that you asked God for. Maybe there are things that you started fasting for in January, but we missed the second half of the pie. Fasting is an exercise in prosperity. Because if I don't have, how can I give to someone? And if God is telling me that when I'm fasting, Lou, you're fasting, give to the needy. If I am the needy, how can I help someone? Hear me, somebody. If I am the needy, if I am homeless, how can I take someone in? If I don't have clothes for myself, how can I give clothes to someone else? But this is what God said. When you are fasting, it is an exercise, guys, in prosperity. Because when you are fasting, you are forced to look outside of yourself. The true fast. Many times we are fasting, we focus on ourselves. Many times we are fasting, we bring attention to ourselves. Everyone on the job knows that you are fasting. You have this green juice that you are drinking. Everyone knows in your environment. We make a big thing out of it. And that's not what the scripture said. When you're fasting, go to the homeless shelter. Find a homeless shelter in your area. And you may not be able to take someone into your house, but how about giving a special donation to the shelter? How about going to the food bank when you're fasting and making a donation at the food bank? How about making sure when you're fasting, you leave the house with a couple of dollars extra? Because these are seeds that you sow in fasting. And as you sow these seeds in fasting, the blessing of the Lord has to come upon you, has to come upon me when we do it that way. So now I'm going to go to verse 8. Now verse 6 and verse 7 says, God is saying, no, this is not the fast I desire. He said, I don't desire you to starve your body, to go around looking with your face all greasy, you know, your hair not combed. I'm just making that up, guys, because it's my story. He said, when you're fasting, he said, is such a fast I desire, a day for men to starve their bodies? Is it bowing the head like a bulrush, lying in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call that a fast? A day when the Lord is favorable? And then the answer comes, no, this is the fast I desire. What is the fast he desires? To unlock fetters of wickedness, to untie the cords of yoke, to let the oppressed go free, to break off every yoke. It is to share your bread with the hungry,
and take the wretched poor into your home. When you see the naked, to clothe him and not to ignore your own kin. That is the fast. When you do that, now when you're fasting on this September 1st, hear me, somebody. Don't give up on your dreams and your plans you had in January 1. Maybe you fasted for 40 days, but now understanding has come. This is what God says. Then shall your light burst forth like the dawn, and your healing spring up quickly. The vindicator shall march before you. The presence of the Lord shall be your rugged. Then when you call, the Lord will answer. When you cry, the Lord will say, here I am. Come on, somebody. This is what God says. When you fast and you do it the right way, when you take care of your fellow man, when you serve your community, when you make sure that you are a vessel through which God can move and take care of someone, as Christians, we should not be sending our friends to the social services office. We should be the ones taking care of the poor. We should be the ones taking care of our family that are in need. Somebody hear me this morning. But I could hear some of y'all. Well, I'm the one that work hard. Yeah, but God gave you the strength to work hard. He gave you the energy. He gave you the intelligentsia. And if God did that for you, he did it for you to serve someone else. Then shall the light spring forth. Then you will call and he will answer. He will say, here I am, child. What do you want from me? So today is September 1st, guys. So I'm saying there's an unsuddenly moment. Pick up your dreams, your plans, your goals that you had put down and you thought God is not answering them in 2014. And God is saying, here I am. God is saying this morning, here I am. So do a fast. Pretend that this is the beginning of the year. Take off your dreams and your goals that you had for January 1. They were nice and crisp. Everything you wrote out. Don't allow September 1 to make you feel despondent. 4 more months, you serve an unsuddenly God. And I'm recommending that you fast like you've never fasted before. You can do a half a day fast. You can do an hour fast. Whatever you do, do it now understanding the scripture that when you fast, it is an exercise in prosperity. Because when you fast, God wants you to extend yourself to your fellow man. God wants you to take care of the homeless. Come on, somebody. God wants you to clothe the naked. Because as you sow, you're going to reap. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Is this the fast I've chosen? God is telling you today. This is the fast he has chosen. He will hear you when you call. He will answer you. The light will break forth, and you will have prosperity like you've never, ever had it before. This is Dr. Lucy reminding you that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Be blessed of the Lord this morning, knowing that the light of God will shine on you as you extend yourself to your fellow man. Have a blessed and a phenomenal day. Back to you, Pastor Dr. Vanessa.
Praise God, Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott. That was an awesome message. I tell you, praise God, if that wasn't a make a difference Monday message, I don't know what was. And I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Father, we go before you in the blessed name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us with a rich word, Lord God, to make a difference in someone else's life. A fast, Lord God, that you call us to do and to be a blessing to somebody else, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for this rich word, and we ask you, Lord, to help us just sup on it, oh God, to saturate ourselves in your word, to realize that we're here to serve you. You told us, Lord, to call on you, and you will answer, and then you will show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Lord, to pour back into Dr. Lucille this morning, oh God. Pour back into her spirit, man, and to her family and to her surroundings, oh God. We thank you, Father, for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in, blessing everything her hands touch and her feet tread, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you're using her to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. And we thank you as we lift her up, Lord God, that you restore, you replenish, and that you'll just let her excel in such a manner, Lord God, that your name will get all praise and all glory, and the body will be edified. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to bless those, Lord, that are going through bereavement times, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father, for comforting them like no other can comfort them, oh God. We thank you, Father, for healing those that are in need of healing. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb, and we thank you in advance for doing the work. It's not by man's might, not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the true and living God. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are going forth to have a good closeout month, Lord God. We ask that you strengthen them and keep them, Lord, like none other, Lord. Those that are traveling, Father, let your angels be around them, Lord God. Lord, just make the crooked places straight and make the rough places smooth, Father, for them. And we thank you, Lord, in advance for doing the work in the blessed name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord, that you continue to pour into us and use us to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name, that we will truly make a difference in someone else's lives, oh God. And we know that it is a seed planted where you will pour back into us, Lord, the prosperity that you so desire to do for each and every one of us. Father, we thank you. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise for all that you're doing and what you have done and what you're about to do. In Jesus' blessed name we say, hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, I know you want to go back and hear this message again because it was so powerful and intriguing to our spirit man. That number is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085 with the same PIN code, 957-677-POUND. And remember, today is Motivational Monday, and on our motivational call, Money Monday, and we're going to celebrate and pour out to our Platinum President Gail Mathis, and please get on that call. That number is 530-881-1300, 530-881-1300, and the PIN is 539-598-POUND. I know you have been blessed like I have been blessed. We say God bless each and every one of you, and we look forward to you being on the call tomorrow. And now we are asked Dr. Lucille Scott to come back and close us out with a benediction.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Guys, please visit my website, livingyournow.com, and any of the services we offer, you can just contact us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Praise God. May the Lord make his face today to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you, yes, you. May God give you peace. May God bless your going out and your coming in, yes, you. May God bless your rising up and your lying down. May the favor of God hotly pursue and overtake you today and every day. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.